Good morning, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. If you happen to get that second date, we're going to hook your ass up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
It's your boy, Marcus.
Good morning, Marcus. How can we help you, brother?
Man, I need help, bro. I'm trying to find my lady, man.
Yo, who?
My girl.
Okay.
Damn, man. I don't even know if I could really say this on air, but we had a little incident, and I haven't heard from her in like a week now, man. So I'm just really just going through the motions, called y'all, see if y'all can help me.
Okay, so give us help us understand what happened. Tell us something. We can't just go off of.
We're like a YouTube couple.
Okay.
And I may have not told her I was pranking her. Basically, I had a little side chick with me at the store. Man, my girl went off, man.
Oh, you tried to prank her like you got caught cheating or something?
Yeah, bro.
Oh,
like, I didn't even have a chance to let her know it was a prank or nothing.
Because, ah. You know,
if I would have told her, I wanted the best energy out of it, but now I can't even find a girl. It just went a little left.
Oh, yeah, this messing up y'all money, too. I hear it in your voice. All right, we're going to get on the phone. You just hold on for a minute, all right? What's her name?
Crystal.
All right, Marcus, don't say nothing until we cue you in. I'm going to tell you what's going on. He feeling exactly what I just said. He said they're a couple. They probably monetize and get some money off of it.
Right.
And you just know how it go.
Prank gone wrong.
Man, I'm a comedian, and I done pranked my girl before and been in a doghouse for 6 months. So I don't know how bad it got.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Crystal, please?
This is she. Who is this?
Hey, Crystal, how you doing? Look here, baby. This Young Jock with the Streets Morning Takeover. Shout out and Shamia Morton in for Mo Quick. How you doing?
Hey, Crystal.
Good. How are you,
Jock?
Good morning.
We good. Let me ask you a question. So first, let me tell you, we got a segment on our show called The Second Date Update, right? Mm-hmm. And basically, your name came up on the list because a guy called and said that, hey, man, he misses you, and he just wants to get his old thing back. Are you familiar with Marcus?
Yes.
Of course you are.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with Marcus.
Very. You had to throw the very on that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. keep me hanging. So let me ask you a question. What's going on with y'all relationship? Has anything transpired to put y'all in a distant space?
I mean, we were a couple, but I really don't have too much to say about Marcus right now. I'm not really sure what's going on with him. I'm kind of over that situation right now.
Why, though? Like, what happened?
So Marcus and I, we're a YouTube couple. And so when I went down to Phipps the other day, we were supposed to be doing a vlog. With that being said, when I get to Phipps, I see him with some girl, and I'm like, hold up, I know that's not Marcus. You know, I'm like, wait, am I seeing something? So I see him with a girl, and, you know, I'm in the Gucci store, so immediately, like, I black out. I'm like, wait, what's going on? So, of course, you know, he's, like, trying to play it cool or whatever because he's with this girl. But, you know, I'm upset because this is my boyfriend. I completely lost it. Like, literally, like, all I remember was all I saw was red.
Wow.
And I completely lost my mind because I'm like, he would never do this. I mean, this is not something that he's ever done. So I'm trying to figure out why. And I ended up breaking one of the glass fixtures in the store, in the Gucci store, that is. I ended up getting arrested. And so, therefore, I have nothing to say to Marcus. He has nothing to say to me at this point. I haven't spoke with him in about, a week and a half now. And I don't plan on speaking with him.
How long did you have to sit in jail?
Girl, 3 days.
Oh, you must have got locked up on a Friday.
Yes.
Oh, no. So did he come to jail? Did he get you out? I mean,
yes, he did. I mean, they just told me that, you know, he had bailed me out. But I didn't want to talk to him then either because the fact still remains. I had to sit in jail.
Okay.
That was so stupid.
Well, let me tell you the other fact that remains. And we sitting here listening to you while he on the phone. Marcus.
Nah, you have nothing to say to me. Stop playing.
It was a prank. Like, I'm telling you, it was about money, babe.
This was a prank?
What are you talking about?
I literally sat in jail behind this. How can this be a prank? Why would you prank me like that? What?
For the money. It was a prank, babe. Like, I told you, we can't go back to the Gucci store, but we can go to Cindy Louis Vuitton thing. But we banned. I pictures up there and everything. Like,
But I'm telling you, it was a prank. That's all. Like,
I'm facing a charge right now, and you telling me this is a prank? What?
This is about to go viral, sis. You worried about the wrong things, baby girl.
So while you're worried about, you know, going viral and the money, I'm facing a charge over my head. Are you worried about that? That's more important than anything that you're talking about.
Yeah, we got lawyers to handle all of that. The least of my worries. It was a prank, but I wanted a real, authentic reaction out of you. That's why I didn't let you know.
Well, job well done. So how are we going to fix this? Because this to me doesn't seem fixable.
Okay, so look, Mark, I get it. That's your job. You know, that's kind of the thing y'all do, man, but... You know, you gotta set certain boundaries and parameters when you're doing stuff with people that you really love, and you know that it can affect your overall situation, your overall picture, man. So I kind of feel her. You know, she got locked up, and I know she probably just needs some time to get over it. But yeah. I'm just trying to figure out if you guys can figure it out and come together and work out y'all differences.
I hope we could.
I'm hoping.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe we can, but right now, no. I'm not in agreement with that at all.
All right, A-Town. Ain't going to be no $100 from 1-800-INJURED-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM because they ain't going to get back together. Not no time soon. Anyway, y'all call us up. Let's talk about it. 404-352-0945. A-Town. Keep it locked. Streets 94.5.